There is going to be a conversation. Det blir spørsmål og prat, for denne filmen berører noen viktige følelser og verdier vi har I forhold til russisk språk, kunst og kultur, som veldig viktig å snakke om høyt om I dag. Og det skal Kalle Løken fra Nordnorsk Filmsenter, som filmkonsulent nå, og som for øvrig har gjort en fantastisk jobb for oss I festivalen nå. Veldig glad for å ha deg her, og I flere år fremover. Tusen takk, Kalle. No, Tommaso, it's your. You can introduce the film. Thank you.
I will be very short. First thing, I love this festival since the day it was born. So this is my him, and the film also found his very first step here. We walked into the tundra, shot some images that you will see in the film. And it was at the time of the festival, maybe 2013. So we talk about 9 years ago. So for me, it's really relevant to be here for many reasons. This is one of the reasons. But the second one is that the context in which we live has changed a lot our inner dialogue with this country, the people who had the relation with this country. Russia has to face challenges, and so therefore I would be very pleased to have a conversation. I don't have ideas, neither Gail has strong ideas. We are developing our ideas and try to find out how to continue to keep our DNA. We are very much connected to Russia as artists. Thank you again. You will enjoy a journey on a train, so you don't need your telephone because there is no coverage on the trip. And it's a film. It's shot in four languages. Two of them I could not understand while shooting: Norwegian and Russian. So please make a little effort. I did the big one. I shot for a year images that hardly I could get what they were talking about. But I let myself go to the language of the actors, of the landscapes, the places we visited. And I felt that I was, in a way, communicating with what I was meeting. The film is shot in Norwegian, Russian, Norwegian you understand, but also in English, and finally in Italian. This copy that we show here, the copy I'm more proud of, and this is the third reason I'm happy today, because it's not because I hear my language, Gail is speaking Italian. I really wanted her to talk in Italian when we distributed the film in Italy. I thought she could make it, and in a way, not only she moved the audience, but I also moved me, and also I could express myself with my language, which is also important. So I think this is the closest version of the film to me. So this is why I'm very grateful for you being here. Thank you, Turem. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Kvinne en, ifølge deg.
Труднее всего нам говорить о тех, кого мы любим.
Until we fall in love.
Ok, Tommaso Mottola, Gøril Mauseth. Natalia, do you want to join us on stage while they are trying to get down here? I will just say a little comment. Maybe some of you saw this film for the first time. I saw it for the third time. So I can now see the film in the time we are living, in turbulent times. But I also want to say that when we see this in turbulent times, and it's so interesting to do that because we thought that the world was a global piece of the earth that had no borders. I raised four children without borders in the world, I thought. And suddenly we are in the times where the borders are there back again. And Lev Tolstoy says that love is life. And we have always thought that that is what we are living for as the humankind, as human beings, that we love is life for all of us together. And suddenly we know that things are different now. Come over here. I'm not going to hold a long speech, but it was very moving to sit beside you, Gyril. You're still moved by seeing your own, your face again. So, but it was an interesting thing to see this film again. So thank you for that, Tomato. But now we are trying to... We have this Natalia here who's a Russian and Norwegian citizen. So But I wanted to start with you, Tomaso, because how do you feel now, some years after, not only that Gyril went all over Norway with the theater play, but also the way you made the movie and had the possibility to cross borders to go to Vladivostok?
This is the second time I see the film after the war had started. The first time was in Skjellefjord 3 months ago, and I feel I have changed very quickly. Something is happening inside me. The turmoil is bigger, much bigger than before. I suffer more for the separation, because you see here, there are friends, many friends, and one it's been taken away from their stage and sent to away from Russia, to run away from Russia. But I know that other of our friends, which had already started to get closer to the church, now are backing the church. One of my closest acquaintance, it's in the inner circle of Putin as a musician. So it is growing for me the call to think more of what I've done. I was wishing that this film could have been seen by Mr. Putin, the bullist, the bull. Because why people should be afraid of us? Why, of course, it's just a trick to use the people. So my very strong wish is, once again, I have to go back to Tolstoy, to the lesson of Tolstoy. The people are making history under the siege of rulers that most of the time they force us to be divided and to fight and die. So I'm here with Gyril, extremely happy, but I want to give the word to other of you because I need to breathe also. Thank you.
Can you say something? Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't seen it before.
Okay. And
first of all, that's I would like to say thank you very much for the film, to Gyril and Tomaso, and thank you to Tora to having this film just now, this festival, this year. And I could say I envy you, your trip you had to Russia. I was half of my life I've been living here in Norway. So, and I didn't have possibility to make this trip. We were planning in Corona time. We were planning, thinking when Corona is over, maybe we should take this trip to Vladivostok by the train. But life is shit sometimes. And it's unfortunate situation for everybody. And also as a Russian, or I'm not Russian-Norwegian, I'm Russian, but I have also citizenship in Norway. And I'm proud of it. I like it very much, but it is a strange situation to be Russian-Norwegian in a way, especially at this time. And it's for me, it's never been difficult to be Russian abroad, but I know that it has been difficult for many Russians to be Russian abroad, even before this war. And also, me living in Norway for 22 years, and I've never heard anything good about my country in the news. And once I was together with journalist from NRK, and I was asking him, why don't you ever do any good reportage, any good you know, film or something for the news from Russia? And the only one answer he had, it doesn't sell. Good news about Russia, they do not sell so good. So that was the thing. And I think it's very sad, especially now when, of course, politicians in Norway as well, Støre from the first nearly day when the war started said that the Russians, you should never turn their back to the Russians, because the Russians, they're not politicians, that were not those people that decided all this war happening. But I feel like when we were talking together, you and me, before this, our community, Northcape community, we turned a little bit our back to the Russians. We had, 20 years ago, we had signed a commitment between a friendship commitment between Northcape community and the Kargopol in Arkhangelsk fylke, you can say, where I'm coming from Arkhangelsk. And this year we should celebrate 20 years. And we started, it was still Corona time, we started preparation online in January, and was thinking to do it probably online from both sides. And one of the things was a small cultural thing that the children, both in Kargopol and in here in Honningsvåg or Norskape community, should make paintings as when Russian children hear Norway, what do they think they should paint, and vice versa, Norwegian children about Russia. And nothing of that happened. And I feel like Russian, there is some laziness here in the community. And it's like, okay, we don't need to do that. Okay, finish. And I was talking a lot to those in Russia, if we are still going to do that. And they said, yes, the children are going to paint, and they were going to scan it to send over there. But I don't know what happened there, but I believe that they're a little bit scared to after Norway came on the list of the, you know, on friendship land because of all this war. So I think that they are afraid to send these pictures that the children have already made before the whole thing started. And I hope it's not going to continue for a long time, all this, what's happening now, but come on, people. Doesn't matter who we are. There are, as I always say, there are mostly of the people all around the world, it doesn't matter which country you're coming from, a good people. Otherwise, I don't think we ever stayed alive so long. So stop thinking about Russian, Norwegian, Ukrainian, whatever. We're just people.
But we have to do it. Yes. But what you're talking about now is we have to find a way to be connected again, to be together again, to forgive or have a faith in something, to stop hating and choose love.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Yes, and we don't have a recipe for how we can do that, because there are so many other people that are, having the control over what the connections we can
that
have.
That is the pity situation, that we cannot, me as a private person, I can unfortunately do nothing. So that's why from my side, not to get crazy, I stopped watching television and reading newspapers and news March this year. So 2 days ago when the Queen died was the first time I saw the news.
But Tommaso and Göril, you also had some projects that you had planned, and you mentioned a little bit about this before the screening now, that you wanted to continue the work between, or crossing the borders that are not borders anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth. Yes, me and Tommaso, we have been together for 22 years. And Russia was there the day we met, in the same room, in the same city, in the same street. So we have always said that Russia has been always with us as something very good and something very positive. And we have, as you have seen, traveled through all of it, almost. So when this 24th of February happened, we were, of course, in shock, like everyone. And we were also then getting very worried for many people. And we could not get in contact with many, and still we cannot. And then we got letters from government, from European government, Norwegian funds, that we had to stop all our relation with Russia. We had to take away all the contracts, and we had to stop absolutely any dialogue from one day to the other. And we are a small production company in Kjøllefjord, and it's only me and Tommaso in this company, but we have developed since more than 20 years stories from this region, from Norway, from the Arctic, people living here. What do we do? What do we like? What do we longing for? What can we not have? What can we dream about? I mean, we are interested in you and where you belong to or where you would like to go. So the months after, it was, I only understood it 2 weeks ago, that it was actually an identity crisis, that we have been into a kind of depressive identity crisis. So I have to say this in Norwegian. Så det var akkurat som at vi havnet i en sånn dyp, først var vi en dyp sjokk, og så gikk det over en slags panikk, og så gikk det over en slags sorg over at ikke vi lenger kunne få lov til å gjøre det vi gjorde, men det var ikke bare det. It was not only that we could not do what we were used to do. It was that we could not any longer be who we are, who we became. So a big part of me is my relation to the people in Russia and their culture. And if I have to cut that away from one day to another as a Norwegian, I can only imagine how it is for her. And I have, of course, me and Tommaso know we have to omstille oss, and we have to, what is the other word they like so much? Krisepakke. Omstilling, og så det opplæring. Ja, nye, finn ny partner. Bare gå og finn en ny partner. Just go and find a new partner. Okay, I go out now. I go to the hotel. In Kjøllefjord. And I go home. I go to the gas station and I did not find any new partner. So, but then maybe I don't see my new partners, but I'm sure they are closer to me than I used to think. But I don't think it's fair that I cannot continue to be who I am. Karenina and I, it's not Karenina and Göril Mauseth, it's Karenina and you, me. It's who we are. And of course, we can see in the film what happened to a person when you cannot be yourself. When you are taken away from your roots and placed somewhere else, what happened to many people in Russia. You see the faces in the film, they're changing. It's such a big country. They have been taken up and placed somewhere else for many, many generations. That's why they cannot protest. That's why they cannot mobilize. This I've learned. And I said to Tommaso, but why are the faces in Murmansk looking like the faces when we come to Asia? I don't know. And then when we came to another place of Russia, said they look similar to, oh my God, they look similar to all the people in that province of St. Petersburg. So I think we all need roots. We need our families, but we can also create our families. That's what we are made for. And there I will give you the best words that a beautiful Russian lady said to me in one of the scenes that are not filmed, but they are in the cafeteria in the train. And I said to her, but what is Tolstoy writing about? What is this novel about? And she said, Semya. Semya. And I'm thinking, what was Semya? Hva er nå semja, ordet semja? Ah, familie. Det betyr familie. Yeah, so Tolstoy, he writes about family. Semja means family. And then she did like this. It means seven of me. Semja. To become a family, it's needed seven persons. Four grandparents, two parents, and then it's, yeah. So, you are all one juice of these seven. And I do think this is what we, the starting point. And then I do think we develop as human beings and we take choices that takes us far away. But if you have that starting point, then you can do this crazy thing I did. Because I'm so rooted in Kjøllefjord, in Finnmark, that I went the farthest I could go, and what I did was very dangerous, not only for my life, but also for my career. I could have ruined my career. So, like I said to the priest, you need to believe. And I love that scene in the film, because I say to a priest that he needs to believe, and he looks at me, and he doubts, and then he said, da, eto vashna. So, this is a little reflection I wanted to share with you. So I will leave, I can answer you more questions, but this is just to make you understand that if I, as a Norwegian from Kjøllefjord, feel that I have lost part of my identity, I don't even dare to think about the Russians that are families with one is Ukrainian passport, one is Russian passport, and or one has Russian passport, one has Norwegian passport, and we should not talk to each other. And this film will not be possible to be made after this February 2022. But we did it. And it's a document. Even the school in Kjøllefjord doesn't exist anymore. They are rebuilding it. So when I see the last scene in the film when we are at the school in Kjøllefjord, it's also a documentation, Tommaso, of something that doesn't exist anymore. So film can bring us closer to maybe to who we are. The good thing is that we have stopped a time. You know, 1 hour and a half is the length of the film. And we can see it again and again. And maybe we can use also film, cinema, to talk about those things that are so difficult. But I would like to have questions from audience also.
So, yes, you can get questions from the audience. Anyone who want to comment? Comment or kommentere eller spørre?
Ja, jeg vet ikke, jeg tror kanskje ikke jeg trenger noe mikrofon.
Ja.
Men det altså min russiske datter som står der. Og det et resultat av det prosjektet hun snakket om. Og til alle dere som sitter i salen har jeg lyst til å si. Husker dere når det ble samlet inn 2000 gaver?
Ja.
Det var kjærlighet fra hele hånden så. Og jeg liker fin i dag. Og det kan ingen ta bort de minnene vi har. Og om vi har aldri så mye herskere rundt oss, så den mellommenneskelige kontakten kan ikke bli borte. Og den håper ikke dere heller. Hun er min.
Noen flere som vil spørre eller kommentere?
Synes dere vi skal vise den filmen mange flere ganger andre plasser? Ja.
hun begynte å spørre. Vi kan ikke reise til Russland lenger, vi vil se filmen.
So, just tell us after also if you think we should think of it, because actually, yeah, vi har alle rettighetene til å gjøre det. Det det som det fine da.
I can try to finish with the question kind of did about the projects. Yes, we have projects. And we think we will not give up at all. Guerrilla is a beautiful project with theater, where again, once again, includes Italy, Norway, and Russia. And me, I have worked for 20 years on a film western set in the far east of Russia at the time of when Chekhov visited Sakhalin Island. And I wanted to do this film for 20 years because it was about, I felt it was important to tell what I met in as an European in 2002 when I visited with Russians, only Russians, a Russian world which was even close to the Russians. They could not visit Sakhalin Island. But spending 1 month lost in translation, I could also enter into a different dimension. Time, first of all, was different. I felt that I was changing and adapting myself. But the second thing that I saw and was touching my heart very much was that I met another way to compassion. I was fond of Dostoevsky. I wanted to do this film also because of the
compassion between men.
I was completely won by the feeling of the compassion I saw between vulnerable people, helping each other in a way that we don't know. Sometimes you walk, you see someone dying for cold, and you know that you can only watch each other because it will be your turn on the next turn of the road to die for the cold. So the feeling that there's a people that are so close to each other in a very different way from our, for example, I am Catholic, and I could not accept this way of being compassionate. You must do something. You must react. So this was something that I taught to me that there are different ways to make your life, and it's the living is a process of never stopping to learn something. That's why the film became a sort of a project to say we need to win our fears and we can meet friendship. So you see what kind of movie I have in my hands.
The next one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a question, but the power rules in Russia by the leaders. I can do it without a mic.
Yeah, can you hear him?
No. Yeah. Yes, and I think the power, the kind of power you represent here tonight will prevail over the idiot sitting in the leading chairs in Moscow.